And my hope, right there, an empty tomb.
Yeah. Man. I haven't seen that piece. That's a new piece.
Yeah.
Since I've been here.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
Thanks. We got some prayer requests over there, sister.
We do.
I got a couple over here. No, I didn't get mad. Pray for Crystal, who got engaged on Christmas, and her fiance passed away on Friday.
Wow.
And then my little sister asked, pray for her, pray for my sister Renee, and pray for my family.
I have Renee down too.
Okay.
We prayed for my Uncle Kevin. His surgery went well yesterday, but his nerve block was supposed to last 24 hours. And they had pain pills. They were going to try to get ahead of the pain this morning. Mm. It wore off at 11 o'clock last night. He's been in excruciating pain all night. And he'll see his surgeon at 1 for a bandage change. So hopefully they can get that. And then Natalie Grego asked us to pray for her eyes and knees.
Good morning, Miss Natalie.
Yes, good morning, Miss Natalie. All right, let's pray for these needs and requests. Today, Heavenly Father, we come before you, Lord. Today, we lift up each and every one of these needs and requests, Lord, these names that have been mentioned today, Lord. We pray for Crystal, Lord. I pray for the comfort of the Holy Spirit, Lord, during this difficult time, Lord. And there's so many questions and so many things that we don't understand. But, Lord, I just pray that you would give her a peace that only you're able to give her, Lord. I pray that you would just strengthen her, Lord. I pray for this entire family, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, that you would just lift them up, Lord God. I pray that they feel your love and that they feel, Lord, the hope that you're able, Lord, to provide in and through their life. Lord, I pray, Lord, for Renee, and I pray for her family, Lord. You know their need, you know their situation today. I pray that you would minister, Lord, to them. Pray that you would just lift them up. Lord, we pray, Lord, for Monica's sister, Renee, Lord. We just ask, Lord, and her husband, Robert, Lord, pray for this family, Lord God. I just pray, Lord, that you would just give them what they're in need of, Lord, this morning. Lord, I pray for Kevin, Lord, as he goes, Lord God, for this in the surgery, Lord God, this pain that he's in, Lord. I just pray that the pain would cease in Jesus' name. I pray that you would give him the strength that he needs today. Bring forth a healing and a touch, Lord, within his life and within his body today. Lord, I pray for Sister Natalie. Lord, I pray for her knees and I pray for her eyes today. Lord, I pray, Lord, that you would just strengthen her today. Lord, I pray that you would just bring forth, Lord God, a healing and a touch, Lord, within her life and within her body. Lord, I lift up every need and every request today, even those that are unspoken, Lord God. You know what they face and what they go through, Lord God. And I just pray, Lord, that you would just send forth, Lord, your hand of healing. There's so many that are sick in body. There's so many that are facing difficult situations or within their life. But we know that we have you to turn to in times of need, and we ask that your Holy Spirit, Lord, would just continue to work in every heart and in every life. We give you thanks today, Lord, for answered prayers and for miracles, Lord. In your name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Beyond Game Changers and a GLOW meeting Thursday, February 22nd at 6 o'clock. Location will be Janice's Home Cooking, 2103 South Main, Suite 8, Elk City, Oklahoma. If you would like more information, you can call Miss Lornell Hayes at 580-515-5608. This will be, I did this Game Changers, y'all, and it changed my life. And this is something different. Well, Game Changers was in a GLOW workbook.
Yeah.
if you can, I want to encourage you, highly encourage you, to come out to this meeting. It will be awesome. Stay tuned, y'all. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Hello, this is Rick Spain with Spain's Construction with something to think about. Guidelines are principles and rules that you live by. They're based on standards bigger than you. They were established before you and will continue after you. They are not controlled by what you do, but directly connected to why you do. They may seem to be a limit to your life, but are proven by the life that follows. Why you do is much more important than what you do.
When life changes, you have to adjust, like downsizing your household or selling a business. When we had to do that, we called Grant's Auction and Realty. Our family has used them for two estate sales. Mike and Cindy Grant are really organized, and they lot and catalog every item. If you're a seller, that gets you top dollar on your items. And if you're a buyer, catalog items let you study what you want and know about when they'll sell. When that time comes in your life, call Grant's Auction and Realty, 580-225-0269.
Pastor Tammy Bailey would like to invite you to the Refuge Church. They're located at 18304 East 1140 Road in Sayre, Oklahoma. Sunday school is at 10, Sunday worship at 10:45, Sunday evening prayer is at 5, Sunday evening Bible study at 6, Wednesday Bible study at 7, Wednesday youth group at 7. If you have any other questions, you can contact Pastor Tammy at 580-729-0956. Drew's Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, located in Corn, Oklahoma. For all your plumbing and HVAC needs, call Drew's at 580-343-2525. A company that cares.
We hope today's edition of the Hour.
We ain't done, y'all. This bread ain't done. We ain't done eating this bread yet. We're still putting the butter on it, I think. It's good stuff. We are back. You are tuned into the Hour of Power. Our guest for today is Pastor Chasten Music. Now, before we get started back, would you be kind enough to share with people information about your church location, times of services, and anything else that you would like to share?
Absolutely. And so we are Gateway Church here in Elk City, just west side of town, a mile and a half past Tractor Supply. The address is 4227 West 3rd Street. And our service time, Sunday mornings at 10:30, Sunday night at 6 p.m., and Wednesday nights we have Bible engagement at 6:30. And so we invite you to come out. If you don't have a home church or a place to go to, we'd love to have you come and be a part of it. So we always have a great time together. And we're doing our cookies, Valentine's cookies, and strawberries. Right now, and so if you'd like one of those, just contact us, let us know. They're a big chocolate chip cookie. They fit in about medium-sized pizza box, and they're $18, and there's some saying you can have something wrote on them if you'd like, and the strawberries are $20 for a dozen. So
I like strawberries and chocolate. Yeah. They're so good. They complement each other so well.
They do. yeah, we're talking about the advancement of the Holy Spirit, how the Holy Spirit continues to lead us, guide us, and strengthen us, and continues to promote us. No matter how bad the world gets, the Holy Spirit's still moving us forward. And it's only because of the Holy Spirit that we get up in the morning. If it wasn't because of the Holy Spirit, we wouldn't have a reason to get up every morning. And so we're getting close to the message today. I think we have another hour to go. But
y'all just buckle up. grab your coffee and your Bible. It's okay.
But, you know, I think, you know, when we have the Holy Spirit and all, there should be, you know, nudging us on the inside, promoting us and all we're talking about. But should be something inside of us saying, you know what, I'm not of this world. I'm just traveling through. But I've got to continue to do what I can for the kingdom of God. And I think what we need critically in the time that we're living in, this hour, is we need a boldness of the Holy Spirit. We don't need a camouflaged version of the Holy Spirit in our life, but there needs to be a strong boldness of the Holy Spirit within our life. I say this, we need a get-up spirit. We need a get-up spirit within us to stand up and start speaking out against these things. You know, no longer times to be silent on the issues, and we all know the issues. That's being abortion's one. And we can go down the list, but it's time for the believer. It's time for the Holy Spirit to come forth and say, "This is not of God. This is not right." You know, you go back and you read the stories and you see all that Jesus did through normal men and went, look what he did through the lives of the disciples. Look what they faced and went through. Look at all the battles that took place because of the Spirit of God. Amen. It's because God was with them and God will be with you.
I want to touch on something on abortion for a moment. I myself used to be one that believed my body, my choice. I used to believe that. I used to believe that women had a choice. It was their body. But the Holy Spirit corrected that in me. He gave me a desire to start doing research. So I started doing research. And in my research, I found that the hysterectomy was used for problematic pregnancies. And I was like, what? We have hysterectomies all the time now. But way back, it was for problematic pregnancies. I was like, wow, Lord. So somewhere, something got twisted. And something, in my opinion, got gross. And they decided to figure out how to terminate a human life within the womb of the mother. And whenever I was doing that research and I came across that, I just began to weep.
Yeah.
And ask God to forgive me because I didn't know what I was doing. I had been convinced that it was okay. Not for me personally, but if someone... that's their body, they should be able to have a choice. But the Lord corrected that within me.
Amen.
And I just, within my research, I just began to weep and ask God to forgive me because I didn't understand and know. And now that I have the knowing, now that I know it has been brought up, it has been corrected, I can no longer support that.
Right.
Under any circumstances, because there is a solution, and it's called a hysterectomy. You don't have to kill your baby.
Amen. Yeah. And so, you know, it's time for us to start rising up and they need to start addressing these issues. The world's addressing them in their own way. And it's time that we start addressing them as believers by God's way.
And we have information available. Quit trusting what you're hearing from other people. Get one-on-one with your Father God. Allow His Holy Spirit to move within you and guide you. Do your research with Him at the head. And allow Him to move in you and lead you and correct you. And when He does the correction, don't get mad and be a toddler and throw a temper tantrum. Because He will give you grace and mercy as you make the changes. And make the correction. He doesn't just, you need to correct that. He doesn't work that way.
Right.
He says, hey. And then He gives you what you need. And then He covers you as you work to make the correction and the changes for the correction that He asked or showed you.
Right. Absolutely. And so, you know, I think so many times we're blind, you know, to these issues and all, and they become out of sight and out of mind. But I'm reminded, you know, this is the way the Holy Spirit is. This is how powerful the Holy Spirit works within your life. I was reminded, there's so much more in this, but blind Bartimaeus, whenever he was blind physically, and the crowd tried to silence him. He was trying to speak out. He was saying, Jesus, come, touch me, heal me. And the crowd was trying to silence him. He is busy. You know, don't bother the master. Don't bother the teacher. Basically saying, you're not worthy. You know, keep your issues, keep your things to yourself. But what did he do? He didn't stay silent. He cried out all the more. That's what we need to do. We need to cry out all the more. Why did he cry out all the more? He couldn't see what was going on, but he could hear. And this is the important thing. This way the Holy Spirit works is he won't, sometimes you don't get the physical side of it, but the Holy Spirit will always give you insight. Bartimaeus couldn't see what was going on the outside, but he had an insight on the inside. He knew he could be touched. He knew he could be healed. He knew expansion. He knew advancement was possible. So he cried out all the more, and we know the story. He received a sight and all, and we can do the very same thing. Sometimes the Holy Spirit will give you the insight before he'll give you the physical sight. And so, you know, don't stop crying out. Don't stop standing your ground. You know, this is a challenge for all believers, everyone listening today. Don't stop standing your ground. Don't stop proclaiming the goodness of God. You know, greater is he that's in me than he that is in the world. You know, no weapon formed against me. Yeah, all this stuff's coming at me from every direction, but no weapon that's formed against me shall prosper. You know, and so I think we need to start really standing up to these things and say we'll really start seeing the advancement. We'll really start seeing the advantage over the Holy Spirit within our lives. I wanted to read one more scripture here in 2 Corinthians chapter number 10, verses 3 through 6. And it says this, "For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war according to the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God for pulling down the strongholds, casting down arguments, and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ, and being ready to punish all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled." And I think that verse number 6 there is a critical verse even for us today. If you want advancement, if you want the Holy Spirit to really be a part of your life, moving in through your life, and you want the goodness of God, it has to be done through obedience and not disobedience. If we're going to be disobedient to the Spirit, if we're going to do the opposite of what the Bible tells us to do, then take everything that we've talked about today, take the promotion, take the expansion, the growth, take all those things and throw it to the wayside, because it's not going to happen without obedience. God calls us to be obedient to Him, be obedient to the Word, but more importantly, be obedient to the Holy Spirit. Very, very critical that we take this, take the Holy Spirit as the fullness. You know, we know that there's one unforgivable sin. It's the blaspheming of the Holy Spirit. If you blaspheme the Holy Spirit, if you cast down the Holy Spirit and say there's no need, that's a sin that cannot be forgiven. No one wants to be on that side, I can promise you. No one wants to be in that place on the day of judgment. You don't want to go against the Holy Spirit, but you want the Holy Spirit to be full active within your life. And so there has to be obedience. If you want victory in your life, victory comes with obedience within your life. You know, and it's very tough and hard, you know. You may lose some friends, you may lose some people and all. May feel like you're all alone, but you're never alone. The Holy Spirit is with you. Holy Spirit is always there, and the Holy Spirit, when we talk about leading you in truth, will always keep you on the right path. Always keep you on the right right way to go. There's so much more that we can share, but enemy's trying to bring us down. I mean, this is what it comes down to. The enemy is trying to do everything he can to take you out. He knows his time is short. He is attacking families. He is attacking homes. He is attacking ministries. He's attacking this generation, our youth, marriages, businesses. But this sums it up right here. He is attacking your future. He is trying to take your future completely out, because he already knows his future. His future is defeated, so he's trying to run and discourage you from reaching your future, reaching your potential. But praise the Lord, he's defeated.
It's like he's an angry toddler. Have you ever seen an angry toddler? Make a fist, stiff their arms, and start running. That's pretty destructive, man. They can tear. There ain't nothing like an angry toddler with their arms stiffed out running through somebody's house or business. They can do some tearing up there. And to me, that seems like what the devil's doing. He knows his fate. And so he's like a toddler throwing a tantrum. He's got his arms out right wide because daddy done kicked him out, told him, no, you're done. Get out of my house. You ain't going to be me. And so now he's just down here with his arms out trying to see who all he can destroy to take with him.
Yeah.
And that's just the way, that's the way I see it. And when he starts attacking me, the thoughts, and just some of the thoughts, I pause and I examine, and it's like, no, that's not what my father says. And you're saying that to me because you're concerned about something that God is doing for me and through me. And so now I'm going to take that and use that as my motivation, because we're doing something. God is doing something in me and through me. And you're throwing these arrows at my mind, trying to convince me otherwise.
Yeah.
And a willingness to let go. A willingness. I had to come to a place where I was willing to allow His Holy Spirit to move freely. Nothing is off limits. Nothing. Nothing. If you say grab, hold tight, I'm going to grab it, hold tight, and pull it near. If you say let that go, because that was twisted, that was a lie from the pit of hell that you believed, you need to let that one go. Be willing to let it go.
Yes.
There were some things that I was holding on so tight to, because I just knew I was right. And then the Holy Spirit said, no. No. And I had to be willing just to let go.
Yeah. Absolutely. And so, you know, I just encourage everyone today, don't get down, don't get discouraged. Doesn't matter what's been transpired, what's been said and done. Be obedient to the Holy Spirit. Allow Him to work in and through your life. Take what's in your hand. We were talking about letting it go. Take what's in your hand. Put it in God's hand. Give it to Him. And I can promise you, you won't have enough room for everything that God's going to pour into your life. Where God's going to take you. And so.
He can take you places and you never would have. I would have never imagined, Justin, that I'd be sitting here where I am today. I didn't do this. God put it on Neva Pyatt's heart a long time ago, years ago. I was just a broken person looking for help. And He met me where I was at.
Yeah.
And what, last year, I don't, dates, I just, it's so much I don't even keep track of dates anymore. Only God can take a broken person like me and bring me to a place and help me grow in Him. And then give me the opportunity to do this, to be trusted with someone's work, to be trusted with something that God handed them. Wow.
Yeah. You know, you can
just
say, you know, wrote down like your life, you know, he wrote down page after page, chapter after chapter, stakes and everything, but you come down to the end of it, but God. You know, but God. How to get through this and all, every chapter, every season, every, but God.
Let go of everything but God.
That's it.
Be willing to let go of everything.
That's good.
But never let go of God.
Yeah.
Because He is, I am here to tell you today, no matter where you've been, no matter what you've done, God loves you. Jesus did it for you. And Jesus loves you. Would you pray to end us out, brother?
Absolutely. Heavenly Father, we're so grateful, Lord, today. We're so thankful for your word and for your truth, Lord, and for encouragement, Lord. I just pray today for every person that has listened this morning that will come across, Lord, this broadcast this week. Lord, I pray that you would lift them up, Lord God. There's so many that is facing so many different things within their own personal life. But, Lord, I pray, Lord, today. I pray that they don't have just an encounter of your Holy Spirit, but I pray that they have a full relationship, Lord, with your Holy Spirit, Lord, within their life. Lord, I pray that you would increase them, Lord. I pray against every failure, every setback, every discouragement that has entered into the heart and mind. Lord, I pray that you'd bring them down, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I pray that you would elevate us, Lord, through your word, through obedience, through everything that we've talked about this morning, Lord God. I pray that you would bring increase through us, Lord. Give us the boldness, Lord, that we need of the Holy Spirit to stand up and to speak out, Lord God, for your truth, Lord, and for the kingdom of God. I pray that you administer to everyone today. I pray that for your hand of protection upon them, on their home, on their families. And Lord, we will give you the glory in everything. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. You have been tuned into the Hour of Power this morning, y'all. And I am going to say it again. This is the most powerful hour of my day. From all of us here in the studio, myself, Monica Lovell, the beautiful Tina Dobbs, and our awesome brother in Christ, Pastor Chasten Music. Y'all have a blessed day, and we will see you next time.
We hope today's edition of the Hour of Power has been encouraging and uplifting for you and your family. If you have a prayer request you would like to send after the program, email us at hourofpower32@gmail.com. You're listening to a broadcast produced daily, Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. on therockchristianmusic.com or The Rock Christian Music on Facebook. Download the Paragon Communications app where you'll find The Rock Christian Music and take us with you everywhere.